Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Shotgun. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the top futurists of our time, joelbarker.com. I encourage you to go there and check out that website. You will be smarter when you do. Future Edge, Five Regions of the Future, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Those are his books. Also his films, they're amazing. Joel, thanks again for being here. Joel brings us stuff that's coming at us from the future, folks, and is over the last dozen years, so many of the things that we've talked about have come to pass and are now mainstream. They're now in the marketplace. Joel, what about this, something about taking water out of the desert air? The desert doesn't have water in the air.
Desert has maybe 20%, a good desert, but 20% is really dry. That would dry you and me. If we slept there overnight, our throats would be so dry we could hardly breathe.
That's right.
Here's what it's about, though. Group of researchers at University of California, Berkeley, have taken a material called a metal organic framework, which is basically a form of material that's like a sponge. So if you cut it in half, you'd look at it and look at it from the side, it would look like a sponge cut in half. What that means is it has an enormous surface area because of the sponge-like qualities inside the dimensions.
Right.
And it turns out that these metals, these sponges, soak up materials. And the researchers found one form of this that would soak up water out of even dry air. And what you did is you would have a 3-foot box of it. Okay, so big sponge.
Mm-hmm.
At night, you would draw the desert air through it, and it would strip out any moisture in the air and hold it inside that sponge.
Right.
Then the next morning, what you'd do is heat it up, and by heating up, that's easy to do in the desert. You just put a cap on the box and have the top of the box black.
So do we see this as a survival tool when you find yourself in the desert, or is this a scalable technology to solve other big problems?
It is scalable, and it's if you think about it, it's a process that we just started to figure out how to work. But the claim is if they can get one, they use one material that's very expensive, they're going to have to substitute for that, and they've already tried a substitute that works.
Right.
That it would be a very low-cost water collector for people who live in dry areas.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we know about the coming, as our temperature of the planet heats up, more and more people are going to be in dry areas. So in a sense, it is we're talking about the future again, a way within 5 years to reduce water in areas that are either difficult or impossible to get water any other way. So this is a very important survival.
Well, one of the things that's interesting to me is, I'm on behalf of the deserts of the world, I'm going to say, what makes you think you got a right to my water? on behalf of the flora and fauna that live in those deserts, and I've watched enough Discovery Channel shows to know that there's a whole ecosystem that live in the deserts, incredibly. On behalf of those little creatures and plants, I'm saying, what makes you think you got a right to my water, Joel?
It's going to be a very interesting issue across the planet.
The imbalance. I mean, you're tipping the scales
water
on that
everywhere.
Desert. You could be affecting you could be disrupting the ecosystem there. I mean, my tongue's only somewhat in my cheek on that, Joel.
Well, of course, but you have to add to that we've already seen almost zero day waters in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah.
We have major cities who are running out of water.
But
India has the same problem. Too
but
much
it might
water
be
in one part
it,
of the
some
country,
of their problems might not be the environment. It might be their management, But you're right. One of the things we know is one of the future wars among humans is going to be over water. It's already started. Some of that started. Let's move over quickly. So, folks, that's a new technology to watch for. Let's move over quickly to talk about you blended in global warming there, the climate change issue. Give us the report, and I've got a comment or two. Go ahead.
Good. because I've got a comment for you.
I bet you do.
One of the arguments the climate deniers have used is they said, hey, we've had these things before in the past, and we've had this kind of global warming before, and therefore this is a natural system. It's not, we're not, you know, our CO2 that we're putting there makes no difference. Well, the research has gone on to try and validate as best as possible those early warming periods, and it turned out that they weren't global. They were far from global. They were regional. Mm-hmm. And nobody, once they did their research at the one region, they said, well, that's probably across the planet. And it wasn't. So what happens is the argument that said it's happened before turns out not to be true. And what we can do is compare the last two centuries to the two centuries around the thing called the Roman warming.
Right.
Ours happened faster, bigger, and it affected 98% of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I call the final peg in the insurance policy.
Well,
quick
one
question
thing
for you.
One of the things.
Can I ask you one?
Go ahead.
Do you have insurance for your house, fire insurance?
Yes.
At what point would you need to be forsured before you'd quit your insurance? What kind of
I would always have insurance on it if I could afford it.
Me too. And Here's what's interesting. Our climate deniers have said, when you show us 90% likelihood that it's going to happen, then we'll buy the insurance. But before that, we're not interested.
Yeah. Well, let me say one thing here. I've got to go to a break. I want to get my little shot in here.
Yep.
We have to differentiate between climate deniers and the deniers of America's progress on climate, on carbon abatement. That's the thing we've got to remember. The problem I've got with some of the people, the climate change people, is they don't give credit, and you and I've talked about this before, to the progress America has done. They act like America is the problem, and it's not. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.